This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden plans to get a firsthand look at the wildfire devastation in Hawaii. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The president and first lady will travel to Maui Monday, where the White House says they'll meet with survivors, first responders, and others. Yesterday, the president said he wanted to visit,
but I don't want to get in the way.
Hawaii's governor has assured the White House the trip will be fine, and in turn has received his own assurance.
The state will have everything it needs from the federal government.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Russian strikes hit Ukrainian ports again. Overnight on Tuesday, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky confirmed on Wednesday, almost 1 month to the day when Moscow pulled out of the Black Sea Grain Initiative. In a televised address, President Zelensky said there now have been seven massive Russian attacks since Moscow abandoned the UN-backed deal allowing Ukraine to export grain. He spoke as the United States condemned Russia's continued attacks on Ukraine's grain infrastructure, saying Russian President Vladimir Putin does not care about global food security. Russia has made regular airstrikes on Ukrainian ports and grain silos since mid-July and has threatened to treat any ships leaving Ukraine as potential military targets. Tripoli's worst armed clashes in a year have killed 55 people and wounded 146, Libyan media reported Wednesday, after a truce took hold in the capital and air traffic resumed. Fighting raged from Monday night into Tuesday between two of the myriad of militias that have vied for power since the 2011 overthrow of longtime dictator Muammar Gaddafi. This is VOA News. Niger is preparing for war against regional countries threatening to invade 3 weeks after mutinous soldiers ousted the nation's democratically elected president. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Residents in the capital Niamey are calling for the mass recruitment of volunteers to assist the army in the face of a growing threat by the West African regional bloc ECOWAS, which says it will use military force if the junta doesn't reinstate the deposed president, Mohamed Bazoum. The initiative aims to recruit tens of thousands of volunteers from across the country to fight and to assist with medical care, engineering, and technical logistics in case military leaders need help. Regional tensions are deepening as the standoff between Niger and ECOWAS shows no sign of diffusing. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The U.S. Defense Department and FBI notified families of 9/11 victims in a letter this week that plea agreements under consideration may mean the suspected architect of the September 11, 2001 attacks and his fellow defendants never faced the death penalty. Some families told the Associated Press they strongly object to resolving the case short of a verdict. Plea negotiations have been going on for the five Guantanamo Bay defendants in the 9/11 attack since early 2022. The military tribunal handling the case has been mired in pretrial hearings for more than a decade with no trial date set. After a grand jury in the U.S. state of Georgia indicted former President Donald Trump and 18 others in connection with efforts to overturn his 2020 election loss, some experts say the nature of the latest charges will give Trump's co-defendants an added incentive to testify against him. VOA's senior diplomatic correspondent Sydney Sain reports.
Many Americans stayed up late Monday night to see and hear Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis detail the charges in a 97-page indictment against former President Donald Trump and 18 others. Willis gave Trump and the other defendants until noon on Friday, August 25th, to turn themselves in to the court. One expert told VOA that because Willis got indictments on racketeering or RICO charges, all 19 charged will be linked together as one group. Cindy Sain, VOA News.
Saudi Arabia on Wednesday executed a U.S. national convicted of torturing and killing his father, state media reported. The death sentence was carried out in the Riyadh region, the official Saudi press agency said. Find more on our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.